A soil test is the way to start. Working with a trusted agronomist or soil testing company, farmers can get a better idea of what nutrients are needed for each field. NDSU Extension soil specialist Dave Franzen says soil sampling a day or two after fields are harvested or tilled is one way to get an accurate reading.
If a person is no-till, then there's really not a huge hurry.
Extension also publishes fertilizer recommendations. NDSU Extension's updated recommendations will be available online by mid-August.
The biggest change is that we've expanded our nitrogen cost to, God forbid, $2 a pound, and we've increased the value of our crop.
Once farmers know what nutrients each field needs, then start to shop. Fertilizer prices are higher this year compared to last year. Innovus Agra farm management coach Brett Elke says the timing to secure pricing is important.
Do we price it now in anticipation of prices not dropping any further or perhaps going up? Or do we play chicken with the fertilizer market and the grain markets to see if we see either an increase in 2023 wheat and corn prices that would allow us to price fertilizer at these current levels or even a little bit higher? So I would suggest that growers talk to their suppliers and find out what their pricing programs are now, and they will have them.
After you've got the prices, Northland Community and Technical College Farm Business Management instructor Josh Chosis says to evaluate and compare options. Don't be afraid to tap into your trusted farm business management coach or a lender for their advice. If you're able to lock in better prices than last year, Chosis says work backwards. Consider where there are opportunities for profitable crop sales in the future to help cover the costs.
And then say, okay, is there some opportunities for profitable sales at those levels, and should I be making some early sales for 2023 at higher prices to help lock in what should be, you know, potentially a profit or at least break even above on the fertilizer side, at least to cover the expense of the fertilizer.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.